A complex storm system continues to lift through the Northeast this afternoon, bringing difficult travel conditions to much of our area on this day before Thanksgiving. It all started yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening, and as precipitation arrived, it was cold enough for a period of wintry weather through much of last night. However, as the south and southeasterly wind began to crank, that pushed warmer air into the storm, changing most areas over to rain by this morning. And we've had some heavy rain through the day. We continue to have some showers and some periods of rain right now, and even some areas of drizzle, though the intensity on the rain has come down a couple of notches from where it was during this morning. The rain, though, did prompt some flood warnings and flood advisories. Those will tend to be dropped in the coming hours as the rainfall begins to taper off. And what we're seeing now is a transition to snow showers as the storm lifts into New England. Cold air is wrapping around the backside, changing raindrops to snowflakes. And that transition line will work from west to east this evening. And there's the potential for at least a light accumulation of snow in many areas. The snowfall amounts will be a little bit greater in the mountains. In fact, over the Adirondacks, there's the potential for 4 to 8 inches of additional snow accumulation. Across the western Greens and also the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, there's the potential for 2 to 5 inches of new snow. Further, any residual moisture on area roadways will have the potential to ice up as temperatures drop below freezing in the coming hours. Thanksgiving Day is going to be a cold one, and it's going to be a windy one as well. We'll have a gusty wind out of the northwest. In fact, wind gusts might exceed 40 miles per hour during the day tomorrow, so that's going to make it feel even colder. Highs will be mainly in the 20s, but with that wind, wind chill values will be considerably cooler. The cold weather continues into Friday and Saturday, but it won't be as windy on those days, so it won't feel quite as cold. But the bottom line is that Thanksgiving and much of Thanksgiving weekend is going to have a very big feel of winter. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of snow and snow showers, windy and colder, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cold, high in the lower to mid-20s, teens in the high terrain. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Cloudy tonight with periods of snow and snow showers, windy and colder, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers and areas of lake-effect snow, windy and cold, high in the lower to mid-20s, teens in the high terrain. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers tonight, windy and colder, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy and cold, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, windy and colder, low in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, high in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, with a chance of snow showers in western areas, highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and mostly sunny on Saturday, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.